Choose my PCC, candidates for the Norfolk Police Force area. A Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, election is taking place on 16th July in Norfolk. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners, page, Christopher John Brown, page, Mark Rhodes Buckton, page, Beth Jones, page, Marcus Howard Piercy, page, Martin Schmeyerer, page, Colin Sutton, page, Matthew Taylor, page, statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Norfolk, page. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On 16th July, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services, and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC or equivalent powers. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organizations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Norfolk Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille and audio. To place your order, visit www.chosemypcc.org.uk or call 03001311323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.tlectoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-cleconss. Christopher John Brown, Liberal Democrat, Police Force Area, Norfolk. I have been an active community campaigner for 25 years, a South Norfolk councillor for 7 years, and have lived here for 12 years with my wife and 3 children. I am passionate about making a real difference to people's lives in Norfolk as their Police and Crime Commissioner. Effective policing depends on public trust, transparency and accountability, and the PNCC has a key role in setting priorities, challenging performance, asking difficult questions, and representing residents. With my experience of running my own business, a decade as a charity trustee and as a district councillor, I have the understanding, knowledge and ability to ensure challenging and constructive oversight, drive improvement and represent Norfolk residents. I will listen to communities, lead on priorities and strategic direction, and deliver meaningful improvements in the areas that matter most to you. Policing priorities should reflect communities' needs and expectations. My priorities include tackling violence against women and girls, targeting antisocial behavior through prevention initiatives, improving rural crime response, building on crime prevention and rehabilitation activity with partners, ensuring victims are supported and their voices heard. In this role, I will want to hear from you, understand your concerns, learn from your experiences, and develop the direction and plans for policing and crime that reflect this. I recognize the police have a challenging job. I will work with them to deliver practical outcomes for communities and invest in long-term improvements. Together, we can make Norfolk an even better place to live and thrive. Prepared by Trevor Wenman, agent, on behalf of Chris Brown at 3 Tavern Lane, Dis, Norfolk IP224HT. Contact details. chrisfrenorfolkpcc@gmail.com. https://www.soutnorfolklibdems.org.uk. Mark Rhodes Buckton. Restore Britain. Police Force Area, Norfolk. I have built my career across employment and skills, operational leadership, project management, defence, and the energy sector, giving me a broad understanding of the opportunities and challenges facing communities across Norfolk. My professional life began in the Royal Armoured Corps, serving 5 years as a British Army officer, including a tour supporting the Police Service of Northern Ireland. This experience shaped my approach to service, discipline, and responsibility. After leaving the military, I spent a decade working in the construction and skills sector with the Construction Industry Training Board, CITB, and NOCN, supporting employers and safeguarding jobs across North Norfolk and King's Lynn. I later worked in the energy and renewables sector in Norwich and then in recruitment, helping local people access opportunities created by the region's growing energy industry. Alongside my professional work, I have served as a governor at a local college and have long-standing links with communities across the East Coast, Sheringham, and South Norfolk. Running a small holding with sheep and pigs has given me practical insight into rural life and land management. I am also involved in grassroots sport, coaching youth rugby and serving on a club committee. I entered politics out of concern for the direction of the country and a belief that values such as personal responsibility, respect for others, community spirit, and the rule of law should be protected and strengthened. I believe the first duty of the state, and particularly of the police and crime commissioner, is to keep people safe by protecting communities, supporting victims, and ensuring crime is dealt with fairly and effectively. Address prepared by Barry Gravenell, 46 Middleton Road, Gorston, Great Yarmouth, Norfolk, NR3178H, acting as agent for Mark Rhodes Buckton, Restore Britain. Contact details. https://www.facebook.com/. Mark's Buckton, Restore Britain 4 PCC. Beth Jones. Labour Party. Police Force Area, Norfolk. As Labour's candidate for Norfolk Police and Crime Commissioner, I want everyone to feel safe in their community. I'm proud to call Norfolk my home. As a Norwich councillor leading on community safety and antisocial behaviour, I have worked alongside the police, local charities, businesses and residents to tackle concerns. My work as a mental health nurse has also given me experience of supporting vulnerable patients and understanding the impact of crime. I have also led Norwich City Council's social housing program, managing complex budgets and helping deliver one of the highest rated social housing services nationally. Crime affects everyone. Too often, I hear that our town centers don't feel as safe as they used to, and that the police don't seem as visible as before. Rural communities also face challenges, including theft and slower response times. That's why tackling crime and making our rural communities safer remains a priority. Since 2024, Labour has begun the work of rebuilding neighbourhood policing after years of decline, putting more officers back on our streets and ensuring every community has a named officer. But there is still more to do. That's why I'm pledging to strengthen support for victims of violence against women and girls by working with the NHS, councils, police and specialist charities to help people get support and bring perpetrators to justice. Launch Norfolk Youth Safety Review to tackle antisocial behaviour, identify children at risk of exploitation, and stop organised criminals recruiting young people into crime. Ensure Norfolk has dedicated rural crime teams reducing wait times and tackling machinery theft, livestock crime and organised criminal gangs. Together, we can hold offenders to account and build safer communities for everyone. Prepared by Rachel Rising on behalf of Beth Jones, Norwich Labour Party, St Mark's Church Hall, Norwich, NR13HL. Contact details. BETHONORFOLKPCC@gmail.com. https://www.labourukst.org/nor-folk-pcc-candidate/https://www.facebook.co/betjonesfonorfolkpcc. Marcus Howard Piercy. Independent. Police Force Area, Norfolk. My name is Marcus Piercy, and I am standing as an independent candidate for Police and Crime Commissioner because I believe Norfolk deserves less politics and more focus on keeping people safe. I am not a career politician. For over 25 years I have built businesses across Norfolk, creating jobs, supporting local communities and solving problems. Throughout that time I have worked closely with people from every walk of life and have seen firsthand the challenges many families face. The reason I want to serve as your Police and Crime Commissioner is simple. I believe we can do better for the people of Norfolk. To many residents, particularly older people, feel vulnerable to crime, fraud and antisocial behavior. Too many communities feel disconnected from decision makers. Our police officers work incredibly hard, but they deserve strong support, clear leadership and someone who will fight for the resources they need. If elected, I will be an independent voice whose only priority is Norfolk. I will support frontline policing, embrace technology and innovation to help tackle crime more effectively, and ensure greater transparency so residents can see how their police service is performing. I am not seeking this role for financial reward. The salary associated with the position will be donated to good causes that support Norfolk communities. This role is about service, accountability and making a difference. I want to bring a fresh perspective, challenge outdated ways of working and ensure that every decision is focused on making Norfolk a safer place to live, work and raise a family. Together, we can build a safer Norfolk with stronger communities and a police service that has the support it deserves. Statement prepared by Ellie Montgomery, election agent for Marcus Piercy, of 89 Yarmouth Road, Norwich, Norfolk, NR70HH. Contact details. https://lesspolitismorenorfolk.com. Martin Schmira. Green Party. Police Force Area, Norfolk. I have grown up in Norfolk since I was a child. I love this county, its countryside, its people. Sadly, Norfolk is not immune to national problems associated with county lines drug dealing, while rural and community policing seems to be an afterthought for those in power. That's why I'm standing to become Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. As former Lord Mayor of Norwich with over a decade of experience representing the area of Norfolk with the highest crime rates in the county, I sadly see firsthand how crime and antisocial behavior, everything from graffiti and flight tipping to drug dealing, blights people's lives. Building on my experiences bringing the community and constabulary closer together in Norwich, I would do so elsewhere in Norfolk, so that people like you get to know their local police officers. Years of cuts to services have meant that people across Norfolk feel less safe than ever before. But the police cannot simply arrest their way out of the problems. We need a fundamental change in approach from national government to deal with the underlying causes of crime. There is clear evidence to show that rates of violence are higher in more unequal societies, and we simply must have a frank debate about drug reform. I will do exactly that, and I will be a powerful voice calling for a new approach to crime prevention. Finally, the Green Party has questioned the need for this by-election and has argued that the positions of PCC should not exist. Policing should never be politicized. Therefore, if elected, I will remain as independent-minded as possible and will never shirk from focusing on the issues that residents report to me. Election address prepared by Richard Behrman, election agent, 17 Constable Road, Norwich, NR46RW. Contact details. https://martinschmierer.co.uk. https://www.faceboook.com/martinschmierer1. Colin Sutton. Reform UK. Police Force Area, Norfolk. I am proud and excited to have been selected by Reform UK to stand for election as Norfolk's next Police and Crime Commissioner. It gives me a great opportunity to bring the experience I amassed over a long police career to make real changes to policing in Norfolk, which, for 14 years, I have been delighted to call my home. I served as a police officer for 30 years, spending around half of that time in uniform before reaching the rank of Detective Chief Inspector. I was involved in undercover policing and then worked as a homicide detective, leading a major investigation team in London. The team I led achieved some major successes, perhaps most famously the capture of both serial killer Levi Belfield and the Night Stalker serial rapist Delroy Grant. I also worked as a staff officer to a Metropolitan Police Commander, learning a lot about the strategy of policing. Since I retired from the police, I have written 3 books, co-authored 2 TV dramas, and written and presented true crime documentaries. I accepted the job as Reform UK's Police and Crime Advisor because I want to make a difference to life in our country. We need to do everything possible to make the lives of our children and grandchildren as safe as ours have been. Unfortunately, I believe policing is no longer serving the best interests of the British people, as demonstrated by controversies about two-tier policing and soft attitudes to crime and antisocial behaviour. I stand for common sense policing of real-world problems, not virtue-signalling nonsense pandering to noisy minorities. Please come out and vote for me to be your Police and Crime Commissioner on Thursday, 16 July. Prepared by Robin Hunter Clark, Agent, of 18 Brunswick Close, DRAM, NR191XW. Contact details. colin dot sutton at reformparty dot uk. Matthew Taylor. The Conservative Party candidate. Police force area, Norfolk. Norfolk is my home. My family have lived and worked here for generations. I was raised to believe in hard work, personal responsibility and service to others. Those values have shaped my life and my commitment to Norfolk. As a district and county councillor, I have worked with residents, police, charities and local organisations to solve problems and deliver results. I have campaigned for better bus services, secured investment for local communities and helped residents tackle antisocial behaviour and crime. Now I am standing to be your police and crime commissioner. My priorities are clear. More neighborhood policing. People want to see police officers back in their communities. Visible policing prevents crime, reassures residents and builds trust. I will work with Norfolk Constabulary to strengthen neighborhood policing and ensure officers are focused on the issues that matter most to local people. Better support for victims. Too many victims feel forgotten once a crime has been reported. I will make sure victims are listened to, supported and treated with dignity throughout the criminal justice process. Action on antisocial behavior. Whether it is vandalism, drug-related activity, intimidation or persistent nuisance behavior, antisocial behavior damages communities and makes people feel unsafe. I will ensure it remains a top priority and bring together police, councils and community partners to tackle the causes as well as the consequences. The role of police and crime commissioner is about leadership, accountability and results. I understand that the PCC does not direct operational policing. But the PCC can set priorities, challenge performance and ensure taxpayers receive value for money. Above all, I want Norfolk residents to feel safe in their homes, confident in their police service and proud of their communities. Prepared by Christopher Kemp, Agent, Villa Farm Office, The Turnpike, Bunwell, Norwich NR161SN. Contact details. https://fb.com/mathewtaylorforpcc. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Norfolk. This website contains more information about those candidates, where provided, and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility, and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Norfolk. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Norfolk on 16 July 2026. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Brown, Christopher John, Liberal Democrat. Buckton, Mark Rhodes, Restore Britain. Jones, Beth, Labour Party. Piercy, Marcus Howard, Independent. Schmira, Martin, Green Party. Sutton, Colin, Reform UK. Taylor, Matthew, the Conservative Party candidate. I can be contacted at Trevor Holden, Broadland District Council, Horizon Centre, Broadland Business Park, Peachman Way, Norwich, NR70WF, ELECTIONS at SOUTHNORFOLKANDBROADLAND.gov.uk. https://www.soutnorfolkandbroadland.gov.uk/council/celections/upc omingdacelectionsdatey.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommissionerspolicy.comscommiss communities and local government, to Marsham Street, London, SW1P4DF. PCC underscore NORFOLK underscore BKT. EO 36356776 Police and Crime Commissioners Election Norfolk.